The small fishing village of Majigong, on the banks of the Indrawati River, exists on few maps. Now it has been wiped off the map. All 50 stone and wood homes tumbled in an instant when the quake shattered Nepal. To reach Majigong, a VOA news crew drove for hours over roads just cleared of landslides and then hiked down a steep path on a terraced paddy field. 5 people died here. 1 teenage boy is missing, and about 20 villagers were injured. Akash Maji says when those from Majigong went to the closest town, where aid was being distributed, they found it all already in the hands of relatively well-off shopkeepers, whose properties were not seriously damaged.
We are in a helpless state. We don't have a place to stay or anything to eat.
Majigong has existed for generations, but the fishermen are now debating whether they should bother to rebuild here.
If we construct the same kind of structure, similar incidents are going to occur. We don't have the money to build stronger houses, and who is going to take care of us? If an NGO or some social agency comes forward to help us, we are saved. Otherwise, we have nothing with which to survive.
In nearby Ratumati, in the Himalayan foothills, 12 people died. None of the red clay and stone structures is habitable. There are not just human casualties, but also livestock that have been lost. Trapped beneath these structures are goats, chickens, and cows. A buffalo that survived has already been taken away. It is a huge financial loss for people on a subsistence living.
Injured survivors wait for help. It may be days or weeks before it reaches them.
On the road back to Kathmandu, a woman who had been extricated from the rubble of her home was placed on the roadside. She had lain beside her dead husband for 5 days, suffering what appeared to be a broken back. The town's only ambulance was in service elsewhere. Without money to pay for transportation, there would be no ride to a hospital. A policeman finally flagged down a passing truck, convincing the reluctant driver to take her to the nearest medical center. The stretcher was lifted into the back for a bumpy one-hour ride. Steve Herman, VOA News, Sindhu Polchak, Nepal.
For more information, please visit kekeenglish.com.